presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
FX Street, October 13th, 1101 America, New York. Columbia retail sales, YoY, came in at minus 10%, below expectations, minus 8%, in August. Columbia retail sales, YoY, came in at minus 10%, below expectations, minus 8%, in August.
FX Street,
October 13th, 11 o'clock America, New York. Columbia industrial output, YoY, below expectations, minus 5.1%, in August. Actual, minus 8.6%. Columbia industrial output, YoY, below expectations, minus 5.1%, in August. Actual, minus 8.6%.
FX Street,
October 13th, 1056 America, New York. NVIDIA stock forecast. NVDA slips as Biden administration attempts to close AI chip loophole. NVIDIA's NVDA stock price opened marginally lower on Friday after Reuters reported that the Biden administration is attempting to close a loophole.
FX Street,
October 13th, 1050 America, New York, BOCES Maclem, not really seeing downward momentum in underlying inflation. Bank of Canada Governor Tiff Maclem said on Friday that they were concerned because they were not really seeing a downward momentum in inflation, per
BBC News Business.
October 13th, 1044 America, New York, Next confirms takeover of Fatface in £115 million deal. The retailer has added the clothing chain to the growing list of high street names it has bought.
New York Times Business.
October 13th, 1033 America, New York, how Microsoft turned the tide in its regulatory fight over Activision. The company found a way to placate three of the most powerful regulatory bodies in the world, along with a federal judge in San Francisco. Copyright, Lauren Elliott, Getty Images. Satya Nadella, Microsoft's chief executive, led his company through a regulatory maze.
New York Times Business.
October 13th, 1012 America, New York, Xbox wins? Gamers cautiously celebrate Microsoft-Activision deal. They could save money if Activision's titles are added to Xbox Game Pass, a monthly subscription service. But some are reserving judgment. Copyright. Jamie Kelter Davis for the New York Times. Like other gamers, Justin Katz paid close attention to Microsoft's courtship of Activision. FX Street.
October 13th, 1009 America, New York. U.S. UOM Consumer Confidence Index declines to 63 in October versus 67.4 expected. Consumer sentiment in the U.S. continued to weaken in October, with the University of Michigan's, UOM, Consumer Confidence Index declining to 63 from 68.
FX Street, October 13th, 1006 America, New York, USD CAD juggles around 1.3700 as higher oil price outweighs U.S. dollars recovery. The USD-CAD pair turns choppy after a sharp rally to near the round-level resistance of 1.3700 in the early New York session. The upside in the loonie. FX Street.
October 13th, 10 o'clock America, New York, United States UOM 5-year consumer inflation expectation up to 3% in October from previous 2.8%. United States UOM 5-year consumer inflation expectation up to 3% in October from previous 2.8%.
FX Street.
October 13th, 10 o'clock America, New York, United States Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index came in at 63, below expectations, 67.4, in October. United States Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index came in at 63, below expectations, 67.4, in October.
FX Street. October 13th, 9:35 America, New York, Lagarde speech. There is more policy lag in pipeline from past hikes. European Central Bank, ECB, President Christine Lagarde noted on Friday that there is more policy lag in the pipeline from the past interest rate hike. FX Street.
October 13th, 9:31 America, New York, Fed's Harker. We are at the point where we can hold rates where they are. Absent a stark turn in what I see in the data and hear from contacts, I believe that we are at the point where we can hold rates where they are, Fed. New York Times Business.
October 13th, 9:14 America, New York, Jamie Dimon warns of most dangerous time in decades as banks report big profits. JP Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo said that consumers continued to borrow and spend, but their chiefs warned that risks were intensifying. Copyright, Marco Bello, Reuters. JPMorgan's Jamie Dimon warned of far-reaching impacts from the conflicts in Israel and Ukraine.